Sherry Shepherd, Morris Chestnut is on the phone.
Is Morris, is his shirt open?
Well, you know what? You know, I'm mad at Sherry. You know, she turned her back on me, and, you know, I haven't gotten over
Morris. I would gladly be there nuzzling your neck. Call me back on Rosewood. Because I love being in your. They write it in the script because I play Dr. Anita Eubanks on Rosewood.
Sweet Anita.
I got to cuddle Rosie. And J. Anthony Brown Morris is standing here with his shirt up trying to beat you. And it's not
working. It's really not working. God bless him.
He's trying to beat you. We miss you. I miss you.
Let me tell you something, Sherry. We miss you on the show. We can't wait for you to come back. Please come back.
No, I want you to tell me you miss me.
Of course, I miss you. I miss you. I miss you. I mean, you know, you turn your back on me. But I understand.
Mean it. Now we can talk about your other projects, Rosie. Rosie.
When the bow breaks. In theaters tomorrow.
Great, man.
Huh? Woo!
Yeah.
This looks amazing.
Yeah?
It's a thriller.
We're excited. We're really, really excited about this one. As you know, myself, it's Regina Hall, and we have, let me tell you something. People always, you know, every postman, how come they don't put anybody else in the movies? When you see the performance by Jazz Sinclair, they actually played Jazz Sinclair, there's two things I'm dead serious with. A, she's going to be around a long time, and B, she's going to put in some award-worthy work throughout her career. She was around the same, during this movie, she was around the same age that I was when I did Boys in the Hood. Mm. And I'm looking at her, and I'm working with her, and I'm saying, there is no way on this earth I could have put in that type of performance. And that's how really good that she is. It's almost scary.
Mm. Was there ever a point where you went, we acting, right?
She looks.
Somebody say cut.
She gonna kill me. She looks really menacing.
She plays that part, man.
Jack scared me.
Yeah.
So the story.
Okay.
I was gonna say the story is about a man and a woman. You and Regina Hall, and you have a surrogate, and this young woman that you're talking about plays the surrogate.
Exactly. So the story opens up when, on the surface, Regina and I were definitely a happy couple. We're successful. She's a successful chef. I'm a successful lawyer. We have this big, beautiful home together. But, you know, as we all know, no one has everything in life. So the one thing that we've been missing all of this time is having a child. So we hire a surrogate agency to find us a surrogate. They find one for us. We go through the whole process. This is our last embryo. Our very last one. It's a meticulous decision. When we find her, we go through the process, but then deep into the process, we realize that the agency missed out on a couple of details because of certain factors in her life, and that's where it all went wrong from there.
But you got to know when you bring a surrogate in the house that damn fine, you're going to have trouble, man. Come on.
That's what all the brothers are going to be saying.
That's another thing as well. See, when you see the movie, there are a couple of factors involved. Hey, one of the first factors is we don't move her into our, we have a guest house, so she's not actually living and sleeping in our house. And B, once she was deep into the process with the baby, she was having some domestic abuse issues in her home. So we had to, in order to protect the baby as well, we had to remove her from that environment and put her in another environment so we could, you know, so we can see the birth of our child.
Okay, so a black woman, Regina Hall, lets a fine surrogate in your house. This is definitely a fantasy.
I got to see this. I will be there.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. I think this movie is going to provoke a lot of conversation because those details, emotional needs trump logic. You know, and there's a lot of people, you hear crimes of passion. It's because when we have this emotional need, sometimes we don't think logically. We just want it. We need it. We desire it. So so that was one of the things that took place on both of our behalves. We really wanted this child. It's the only thing that we feel is missing in our lives. So how far would you go to realize something? What would you sacrifice to realize something that you've always wanted, that you've always longed for? And here it is here. what do you do when you get to this type of situation? And that's what the type of questions that
What did Mrs. for. Morris Chestnut say when you brought this home with you?
Well, we were already fortunate. I mean, you know, we've been very fortunate to have two beautiful kids who are in college now.
Oh, I know, but just conceptually, just that conversation. I want to hear about that.
We take our hat off to Mrs. Chestnut.
The laugh answered a lot of things.
You're right, player. I heard that laughter. Ha, 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 ha.
We have beautiful children, and we didn't have to deal with it. Yeah.
We can't wait to see it, man. We'll check it out.
Thank you, guys.
And the return of Rosewood.
When the bow breaks. Tomorrow.
I'm coming, Rosie.